Hi, it's Vanessa from Parcast Network. When it comes to love, it's what's on the inside that counts, right? One hopeful single is about to find out as she tries to make a match without seeing her suitors. If you enjoy this episode of Blind Dating, be sure to give it a follow. There you can find potential love connections every Wednesday. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, my name is Sade. It's pronounced like the singer. I'm 25. I'm a professional dancer. And before quarantine, I was dancing in the NBA. In my past, I've dated a lot of different guys, you know, athletes, nerds, the bad boy, the player, the sensitive type, mama's boy, anything you could think of. I've dated all races and ethnicities. But right now, I'm hoping to find someone who's really confident in themselves, looking for a long-term commitment. He's a gentleman. He has good morals, someone who's honest, reliable, trustworthy. Also, I want someone who's pretty active, spontaneous, adventurous, doesn't play games, really flirtatious, but you always know where you stand.
They say love can find you anywhere. Parties, offices, grocery stores, the hellscape that is Tinder. But no one has ever found love on a podcast in a virtual hangout. That is, until now. I'm your host, Tara Michelle, and welcome to Blind Dating, a Spotify original from Parcast.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Today we're helping Sade, a 25-year-old professional dancer, find her perfect match. Welcome to Blind Dating, Sade.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Sade. So here's how the show works. You're about to meet two strangers and you'll have to get to know them as quickly as possible. But there's a twist. You'll only be able to hear them throughout the show and you won't see who your potential love interests are until after you've made your choice. So how are you feeling? Are you ready to meet your matches?
Yeah, let's get started.
Okay, so let's meet match number one. We have Julian. He's a 28-year-old photographer and luxury timepiece curator. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
So let's hear your 30-second life story, Julian.
I'm 28 and originally from the best city in the world, Medellin, Colombia, but I've lived in 6 different states since. In short, like you said, I sell and I capture time. Though I'm actually classically and professionally trained in ballet, I love to dance everything, especially salsa. I'm also trilingual, working on the fourth. I've had a few serious relationships, each with its share of great memories, but the hopeless romantic in me definitely has become more jaded through each one. Being quite the affectionate person, I definitely look for that in a girl, but most of all, I want someone that will appreciate me the way that I appreciate them, and that will know when to smother me and when to give me space.
Okay, and now Sade, let's meet match number two. We have Jesse. He's a 27-year-old photographer turned voice actor. Welcome to the show, Jesse.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Would you like to give us your 30-second life story?
Why not? You know, everyone's doing it. My name's Jesse. Like they said, I'm 27 years old. I also worked as a professional photographer, though I've actually turned to a bit of a voice actor during quarantine since events are no longer happening, but ultimately, comedy is my main passion, and I try to perform in live shows as often as I can. My dating history is a bit on the lighter side, with relationships being somewhat few and far between. I guess what I'm looking for in a partner is a great sense of humor, first and foremost, bonus points if they can tolerate mine. And I also just really value honesty and emotional intelligence.
So Sade, we've heard from both of our matches. What are your first impressions?
Well, I've been smiling a lot, which is interesting. I really like the fact with Julian, the fact that he's a dancer and he's done ballet. I think that'll be really cool to be able to dance with someone. I think it's really interesting that they both do photography. Was not expecting that. So that'll be fun to experiment with. And yeah, I'm ready to get to know them some more.
So we've made our first impressions. Now it's time to test your compatibility with some tough decisions in a game of this or that. Julian and Jesse will give their answers first, and then Sade, and then we will see where everyone stands. So this or that, romantic surprise or a much anticipated big date? Julian, which would you go for?
I love surprises.
Okay, so you're gonna plan a whole surprise for when you eventually get to meet, hopefully at the end of this?
Yes, exactly.
Jesse, romantic surprise or big anticipated big date?
For me, I'd also, it depends on if I'm on the giving or receiving end of this. If I'm receiving, surprise all the way. Otherwise, I just get in my head about something and like have to manage expectation. But if it's on me to plan, I also love just putting the effort into doing something special and talking about it from them to sort of just build up anticipation and have something to look forward to together.
That's super sweet. Sade, this or that, romantic surprise or big anticipated big date?
I am caught in the middle because I like to be on both sides. But I guess I would have to, just to switch things up, I will go with being surprised since I'm normally the one who's always planning things.
Oh, really? So you typically plan the dates in your relationships?
Yeah. So I would like to go on the backseat of that and have someone plan for me instead.
I think it's well deserved. This or that, tattoos or piercings? Jesse, what would you choose?
So far in my life, I've chosen neither, but I'm a fan of either on both and, you know, don't really know what to say since I'm so unqualified to discuss either.
Do you have any preference in if a woman that you are seeing has tattoos or piercings?
No, not really.
Julian, how about you?
I also personally don't have any tattoos on a woman. I wouldn't mind the tattoos, but I wouldn't necessarily encourage someone to get a tattoo, you know, unless they really want it. Obviously, that's them. And so I think maybe piercings I would choose. I think they're attractive. And I do find some tattoos attractive if they're tasteful.
So you're easy to please. Love it.
More or less. It depends.
Sade, this or that, tattoos or piercings?
For me, it's going to have to be piercings. I love piercings. And interestingly enough, I also don't have any tattoos.
Interesting. So do you like piercings on men?
I'm not gonna lie. I really like tattoos on guys. There's something about it that can be really sexy. But I also don't like too many tattoos. Like if you've got like your face, your stomach, your back, your legs, I'm like, okay, that's one too many. But if it's like maybe like a nice arm sleeve or like a chest piece, I'm like, okay, sexy.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a delicate balance.
Yeah.
So Sade, how are you feeling after getting to know the boys a little bit more?
I'm feeling good. I honestly want to keep getting to know them. I feel like I don't know enough, but they definitely have made me laugh.
Okay, Sade, now it's time for your one-on-one with each dater, and you'll be playing two truths and a lie. Each match will present two truths and one lie about their past dating history, and you have one guess to pick the lie. So, Sade, let's start with Julian, which means, Jesse, we're going to put you into a waiting room, and we'll bring you back when it's your turn.
I'm used to being alone. Let's do it.
Okay, so Julian, let's hear your two truths and a lie.
All right, so in no particular order, I've only ever dated blondes. My longest relationship was 4 years, and I've had sex in my car while driving.
Well, I don't know what to say about that, but Sade, it's up to you to figure out which one is the lie out of those very interesting options.
I'm sorry, the last comment really threw me off. Okay, I'm gonna say the lie is probably having sex while driving. I don't really see how that's possible.
Well, I mean, maybe one day you'll find out, but that is actually true.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I look forward to it.
So, Sade, how do you honestly feel about him having sex in his car while driving?
I think that's pretty adventurous, honestly, and I'm interested to find out on how that's possible without crashing a car.
I too would be a little bit nervous. So with all of this being discussed, which one is the lie?
I've actually not only dated blondes. I've dated as well brunettes, blondes, redheads. I can't think of any other hair color that I may have missed, but...
Julian, we're going to send you into the waiting room and we're going to bring in Jesse and we'll bring you back when it's your turn.
Sounds good.
Okay, now it's time for Jesse's one-on-one. So Jesse, why don't you give us your two truths and a lie?
Okay, so firstly, I once dry heaved after a first date kissed me unexpectedly. Second, my last relationship was with a woman 14 years older than me. Or I had a date text me immediately after a long makeout saying I was more feminine than she likes.
Whoa. Okay, Sade, have fun with this. Which one is the lie?
Hold on. I need a second to think about this. I'm going to say that a date texting you immediately after a long makeout just because you dry heaving after a first kiss is actually kind of cute.
All right, Jesse, is that it? Did she get it correct?
You know, I wish I could say it was a lie, but that was the truth.
So since that was the truth, which one was the lie?
So the lie was my last relationship was with a woman 14 years older than me. I did go out on a date with a woman 14 years older than me, but neither of us knew the age discrepancy. It was when I was 21, we went out for dinner, and then I mentioned something about having just graduated college, and she's like, wait, how old are you? And I was like, oh, 21. She's like, I am 35 years old. She's like, I can't be here. I should have been your babysitter, nothing more. I was like, okay, noted, noted, okay.
Okay, so now we're going to put Jesse back into the waiting room. So Shade, after all of this, how are you feeling now? Do you feel like you've gotten to know them a little bit better, have a better idea of who you're liking?
I am honestly torn between the two. I have seen different qualities in both of them that I like. So I don't really know. I really don't know. This is going to be a really tough decision. Really tough.
Romance is in the air, love is on the line, and it all comes down to our bachelorette's big decision.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
All right, Sade, now that we have both of the matches back, it's time for you to make your big decision. Julian, do you have any final words on why Sade should choose you?
Look, at the end of the day, I'm a kind-hearted guy. I'm trustworthy. I love people. I love to please. I don't know. If you like me, great. We'll find out more. And if not, good luck with Jesse.
All right. Well, how about you, Jesse? Any final words on why she should choose you?
I mean, I'm not going to say why you should choose me. I say just go with your heart. If your heart's pulling one way or the other, follow it. Obviously I'll be stoked for you either way.
That's so sweet. So, Sade, who's it going to be? We have Julian, the trilingual hopeless romantic, or Jesse, the independent comedy-obsessed photographer.
I'm going to have to choose. Oh. Man, reality TV makes this seem so much easier, but this is so much harder than I thought. The person that I would like to continue getting to know is going to have to be Julian.
So Jesse, we'll have you turn your cameras on and say hello to Sade, and unfortunately also a goodbye.
Hi, Sade. I'm Jesse. Nice to meet you. Best of luck as you get to know Julian. It was so fun getting to know you a bit.
Oh my God, you're such a cutie. I feel so bad. Well, I had a really great time getting to know you too. Oh.
Likewise, likewise.
Well, thank you so much, Jesse, for coming on the show. We hope that there is love in your future.
Another great story to tell, am I right?
So, Sade, after seeing Jesse, how would you describe him? Was he what you were picturing or completely different than what you imagined?
He was very similar to what I was picturing. The only difference is Jesse actually doesn't have hair. And for some reason, I imagined him having like this silky flowing hair for some reason. I just kind of got that vibe. But he's such a cutie. He had like really sweet, soft eyes, a really great smile, a beard. He seemed really lovely.
So then there were two. We have Sade and Julian. How about this grand reveal? Let's have you guys turn your cameras on and you guys can react to what you guys look like.
Hey.
Hey. Sorry, but it's kind of a mess because I didn't see. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Beauty queen. I'm good.
You guys are both grinning ear to ear. I'm so obsessed with this. Sade, what do you think? Is he what you pictured?
Yeah, he's what I pictured. Slightly different, but I definitely like what I see.
How is he different from what you imagined?
This is going to sound really weird, but I pictured Julian to actually be the bald one.
Wow, that's funny. And instead I have the hair that I think you pictured on him, maybe?
Kind of, yeah. Except I pictured Jesse to have more like surfer, like wavy kind of hair. And then I was like picturing you bald for some reason.
So how would you describe what his hair actually looks like?
It's dark. It's definitely thick. He has, I guess, kind of messy, kind of gelled back when you wake up hair. But yeah, I like it. It's not too long, not too short. It's something you can play with. So yeah, it's nice.
Okay, so Julian, how would you describe Sade now that you've seen her?
She's got some nice braids, beautiful braids coming down the sides of her head. She's got a beautiful smile with very nice teeth. She has dark eyes, dark skin, nice nails. She seems very, like a very cheerful person.
You both look smitten. I'm just going to put that out there. Before we go, we have one more decision to make, but this time the power lies in Julian's hands. So Julian, you can choose to go on an amazing socially distanced date with Sade and live happily ever after. Or you can choose to be on a future episode of Blind Dating where we set you up with two new matches. The choice is yours. What's it gonna be?
Oh, wow. What a plot twist. I'm gonna refer to this that my thirst for life is more than my glass can hold. My ambition will get the best of me. Sade, you are stunning. Really, you are stunning. The curiosity is killing me. And this was fun. I'm gonna have to pick the episode.
I'm not entirely sure what to say. I guess, welcome to Blind Dating. Well, thank you very much for your honesty. We're actually gonna send Julian into the waiting room so we can get some of Sade's more honest thoughts. Okay, Sade, how do you feel? I'm surprised.
Honestly, I'm actually really happy he explained it. Because no offense, if you're not looking for some kind of commitment, I think it's pointless to really say that you're really going out there and dating. So I'm happy he did say that because, again, I'm dead set on I want a commitment. I don't really want to go around and date guys. I've done that and I'm actually bored of that. So it is what it is. I look forward to listening to his episode, though.
Well, thank you so much, Sade, for joining us. You're incredible, and the right guy is just waiting for you out there in the world somewhere.
Thanks so much for having me. This was a really great experience, and I'd definitely do it again.
Thanks for listening to Blind Dating. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. For more episodes of Blind Dating, follow us on Spotify and check out other Parcast shows all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. I'm Tara Michelle. Tune in next week for a new romance or a total rejection. Blind Dating is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Spotify original from Parcast. It was created by John Cohen. Sound designed by Kristen Acevedo. Produced by John Cohen and Kristen Acevedo. Associate produced by Ashley Hanna and Alex Trick-Vedotter. Blind Dating stars me, Tara Michelle.